Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here during the spookiest time of the year. We're going to combine some Halloween and Walt Disney World today in a very new way to get you ready for the season. Of course, it'll be some Walt Disney World talk with a little edge. I can't wait for this one. I don't know where it's going to go, but we're going to have a good time with it. But don't forget our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. They are the experts. They're a platinum earmarked agency, always training to give the best experience possible for their guests. They're getting the best deals out there each and every morning for everybody, and also making sure that next trip, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, or even Disney Cruise Line, is going to be the best it can be. So the next time you're headed to a Disney destination, drop by themagicforless.com, see all the specials, all the great planning tools right there on their site. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Then you and I are going to be planning a great Disney getaway together. Check them out today, again, over at themagicforless.com. We'd like to thank our friends over at Milk Snob for coming back and being a sponsor of the show. Today's episode is brought to you by Milk Snob. The originally seen on ABC's Shark Tank, Milk Snob can now be found at Target, Bye Bye Baby, Nordstrom, their own online site, and over 300 retailers around the world. Their original 5-in-1 cover can be used as a cover for infant car seats, shopping carts, high chairs, infant swings, and even offers 360-degree coverage for nursing. They offer magical and galactic prints through their Disney and Star Wars partnerships in covers, blankets, crib sheets, and more. Yesterday, they launched Mickey in 2 holiday prints. Mickey's Tree Farm features the iconic mouse driving a red truck with a freshly cut tree in the back, ready to celebrate the season. Their other print is a favorite from last year, featuring a red and white sweater style with Mickey's head silhouette scattered throughout. Exclusively for our listeners, they're offering 20% off on your order, so head over to MilkSnob.com and use the code BEOURGUEST20. Again, that's MilkSnob.com and BEOURGUEST20.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1555 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. And I'm not just one of your hosts, I'm your ghost host today. So stand by for that. We're going to have a good time getting ready for Halloween, as this is the last Friday show before the big holiday next Thursday here in the States and around the world, I'm guessing. But have some fun down at Walt Disney World. Some of the stuff you've probably thought about, but probably not said out loud. Like, I wonder what would happen if I went behind that door, like at 2 o'clock in the morning. Stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah, maybe don't actually do that, but because that's how you get arrested. Exactly. And that's how Cranium Command Buzzy gets stolen. Sure. I'm just saying. Yeah.
And all of a sudden Buzzy's in your backpack. I'm just saying. And he's on eBay. So we're going to have a good time, talking some of the scary stuff down at Walt Disney World that maybe you thought about, maybe you didn't, maybe we'll make you think about it and you'll question why you listen to our show. But yeah. Anyway, we're just here to have a good time on a Friday. Joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and The Ghost for Less, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Oh, that doesn't really make me sound very good. Mike Rallman, I have 3 words for you. Are you ready for them? 3 words.
I'm scared, but go ahead, yeah.
You should be.
I can think of a lot of 3 words. Go ahead.
Especially for you. But no, the 3 words are let's boo this. Yes!
Is that not the, like, kind of, I've seen that actually at Walt Disney World when I was down in September. It's like a hashtag to use for the parties.
It is absolutely the hashtag for the parties. So let's boo this, baby. Yeah.
Let's boo this. All right. So today what we're going to talk about, and for all the folks tuned in live on Facebook, we appreciate that. Again, we record on Mondays, usually around 5:45 Eastern. Join in on the fun. It's so much fun talking with everybody as we record the shows. We have a nice little setup. We can put your comments on the screen. You can see that. And you can go back and see the videos from today's show. There's 2 of them. Mm-hmm. Wednesdays and Fridays on the Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
It'll be on YouTube as well.
And YouTube. So, there you go. Yeah. You were kind of sliding on that for a little while, so I wasn't sure as well.
I still do the YouTube channel. I just usually wait until the Friday show goes live, and then I post it, because then I'm like, well, then people are seeing it early. Not that they couldn't see it early here. I'm just on Facebook, but, you know, so anyway.
All right. So today, and we kind of did this last year around this time of the year, but we're going to, you know, kind of revisit it because, you know, Walt Disney World is it's a vast piece of property. You know, you got the 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, you know, miniature golf courses, many hotels, and the hotels are spread out. A lot of them have like big campus style buildings. So we're going to talk about the places that if you were alone at night with like a full moon, but also clouds kind of going over that moon to give it the perfect Halloween scene. Like, what are the places you would not want to be alone anywhere on Walt Disney World property? And we're not going to talk the obvious like Haunted Mansion, but maybe it is. I don't know. But throw that in the live comments. We'll add those here to the show. But Ricky, let's kind of go back and forth. Like, where is a place anywhere on property? Doesn't even have to be like a, you know, a place that we talk about on the Wednesday shows, on the question shows all the time.
Yep.
Where is a place on property you would not want to be on Halloween night like Linus, waiting for the great pumpkin to come by all by yourself? It's cold. Woo. You know, you got all the sounds in the background. Where do you not want to be?
All right. So here is where I don't want to be. I would not want to be, and keep in mind, it would be during a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. So I would not want to be out on Tom Sawyer Island during, well, anytime, you know, but really like at night, like the spooky time of year, and with the Halloween party going, because I got like special lights and fog machines over in that area so that it make it look even more spooky. So that area, first of all, I love it during the daytime, don't get me wrong, but during the nighttime it takes on this whole new vibe because it's, you know, wooded, and you've got the caves in there, which are terrifying. Like, I hate the dark and the unknown, and like, I just feel like if I was in one of those caves in the middle of the night and I didn't know where I was going, like, I would probably poop my pants because I would not be okay. Like, I would have a mild panic attack. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it would be awful for me. So yeah, that's definitely a place where you would not want to see me alone in the middle of the night, in the dark, full moon, Halloween. No, it's definitely not happening like that. Like, right now, I'm starting to get hives just thinking about it.
I can do you way better than that.
All right.
So it's Halloween night.
Yeah.
In all these scenarios, you're all alone. You have nobody with you. I'm not even there, like, scaring you. Like,
you would be scaring me, too.
I would be if I was there. But in this scenario, we're all alone on a Halloween night, totally isolated. Yes. Not even with Goofy with the chains. Who knows? He may be there. We don't know.
I was totally going to go with chainsaw.
Throw back to last year's. Shout out to last year's Halloween show.
It was.
Here's mine. Discovery Island.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I would not want to be on that thing on the 4th of July at noon.
No.
With direct sunlight and all my family and friends with me. No thank you. Throw me on Discovery Island. I mean, because it's got like history. Because what I've read is that Discovery Island was one of the reasons why Walt chose the property. Because Bay Lake, if you don't know, let's sit down for a little Wedway Radio, a little history here.
Yes, exactly.
Bay Lake is a natural lake. Seven Seas Lagoon is man-made. They dug out all that stuff, and that's what they used for, you know, other stuff. So Bay Lake was there, and Discovery Island was there. And it was used as an attraction for years and years with kind of exotic wildlife. But then from what I've read, they kind of just abandoned it. Yep. And like, you know, a native, you know, I'm from Missouri, and like, we have a lot of work. We've moved kind of out more towards the country. Like, we have big hawks and stuff like that flying around, big birds. These birds, I mean, I'm talking like big birds. Like, you'll see it like Sesame Street.
I can just see, dude, can you imagine seeing like the big yellow bird walking around it?
No, forget Big Bird. If I saw Snuffleupagus, I'd freak out on Discovery Island. That dude always scared me with the big trunk. I don't know what his story was. But anyway, back to Disney.
Wait, you were scared of Snuffy?
Yeah, I don't know what he was. Like, was he an elephant with like a soggy trunk? I don't know. He's furry.
He was totally an elephant.
He didn't look like an elephant. He was like furry and brown. Anyway, forget that. So, because we got a lot of comments we got to get to in the live chat, and we thank you guys.
All right, seriously.
Discovery Island, like, I mean, because Florida birds are huge. Like, I mean, they could probably swallow me, and I'm 6'3". You know, there's got to be gators on that island. There's got to be, like, raccoons and opossums, all the stuff I don't like. And I just imagine, like, on that island, they're just mean.
Yeah. No, they're not friendly.
No. Totally not friendly. Like, I mean, you see, like, you know, the gators and stuff on Jungle Cruise, like, what are they, Ginger and Clyde or whatever, you know, because she snaps.
Yes.
Dude, yes. I'm not messing around with snakes and stuff on that out. No. Heck no. No way. Not especially Halloween night. No, I'm not taking my chances. All right, let's get to some of these live chat here. Erica Perrin, The Walk Leaving Fantasmic.
Oh, yes.
Why is that scary? I'm kind of like, well, yes, but then I'm kind of like, why?
I don't know. Depends on how you go. If you're alone, dude, that could be freaky. Because then you've got the Tower of Terror behind you.
Yeah, true.
Dude.
Mine is life-threatening, though, because there are venomous animals coming after me.
That's true.
Fantasmic, you just probably have a sore back from sitting on the bleachers.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
All right, Tracy over in Wales. Just off the bridge from Disney Springs into Saratoga Springs, that place freaks me out as it's so dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. It's kind of down on the end there by the marketplace, kind of by where the volcano is, Rainforest. Now, is it Rainforest where the bar is? Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Everybody's saying Tom Sawyer Island. Ricky, you kind of nailed it on the first one. Terry Scott says the same thing.
I love it. See, I'm right. I am right. Tom Sawyer Island is terrifying. So at night, that's why they don't let you out there. Okay, probably also so that nobody stays out there.
Len has always said he wanted to stay there. Len Testa at night.
I know he has. Yes, yes. I mean, if Len Testa was with me, I might be okay with it because like I feel like he could.
Is he like a survivalist?
I mean, he would have his survival skills down. So. I think we'd be okay.
He's super smart. I mean, he's in Mensa, but he's also not like a mountain man. He's not like a hairy, like he's got like a hairy chest and like a beard.
What? No.
Like, I don't want to be like with somebody that's got some survival skills. Like, I mean, Mensa's all great and all. Like, he'd totally outthink somebody. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't do you. You know, it's the book smart and life skills. Kind of
street
smart.
I would still trust him. So.
I love you, Len, but I'm just saying.
I trust you, Len. I know you're probably not listening, but I still trust you.
Word always gets back in the Disney community.
It does, yes.
All right, next, Chris says, maybe the walk from Hollywood Studios to Boardwalk.
Oh, yes. Dude, yes, oh my gosh, yes, because you've got that bridge. And I seriously, like, I'm worried.
Why is everybody freaked out by that bridge? That bridge is not really that. I mean, it is kind of it's a little bit of a scary walk. I mean, at night,
somebody could be out there ready to murder me with a chainsaw. I'm just saying. Just saying, they could come out with a chainsaw and I would be running for my life. That bridge is terrifying. Yes.
Why? I run that route every when I stay in the Epcot area. I run. That's my running path. I run down to the studios.
Mike, you are not a woman. You do not understand why that bridge is terrifying.
Yes, that is correct. Absolutely. Yes.
I'm just throwing that out there. So.
Correct. I am not a woman. And I don't feel like a woman like Shania Twain, but I'm just saying, but it's like, I mean, people walk that all the time in the dark and there's lights and I mean, there's like foliage. It's nice.
If I was alone, no. Okay. If I was completely alone, that's not happening. I'm just saying it's not happening. No.
I will say a story that I was sending Scott pictures, my buddy Scott. Last time when I was down there, it was a summer, I guess. It wasn't because I stayed at Pop this last trip, but I was running each morning and there was a Disney security golf cart. Okay, you know like how they drive around the golf cart say security on them?
Yes.
It was sitting in the same place under the bridge, but not like sitting under the bridge. It was kind of in the grass going up that hill. Like in the grass.
Oh,
like it
had wrecked.
Sat there for 3 days straight.
Weird.
3 days. It sat there for 72 hours. I was wondering where the security guard went. I wonder if Goofy got him with a chainsaw. Rawr!
Maybe. He might have.
Len does not want to be on Len Wilcox in the live chat, as opposed to Len Testa does not want to be on Discovery Island either. I want no part about that.
No part of that.
Terry Scott's got another one. I was thinking this one. It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of that area of property, I guess. That walking path between Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge. I love running that, like as the sun comes up. But man, on Halloween night, when all the ghouls and goblins are out and I'm by myself and I know that there's deer and there's possum and raccoon just looking at me. Like here's what a possum looks. I had one once in my garage in my old house when I was like 17. I remember because it was cornered and it was ticked. And so it was by the door. I couldn't get we had a house where you drove into the garage, you could close the garage door and then you went in through like a mud room in the garage. Well, the possum was back by that door. So what I did, I had to climb up on top of my mom's 86 Grand Am because that thing was going to kill me.
Oh, it was my gosh. Tipped
until I could get I was like reaching down like from the roof of the Grand Am into the window of the car so I could get the garage door opener so I could leave. Oh, frightening. Where was I? So have you been on that path, by the way?
Where was I? I don't know. Mike, where were you?
Have you ever taken that path?
Grand Am, apparently.
A Grand Am. Those were hot in the 80s.
Sorry. I'm younger than you. It's fine.
That would actually been the 90s. Yeah, early 90s. Anyway, who cares? Have you been on that path between Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge?
I have been on that path, yes.
That freaked me out.
It can be terrifying. I will agree. Yeah, I will agree. That can be terrifying.
What about you? Have another one? Give us another one.
Yes, I actually do. So, and I know this may be a cop out, but I'm not going to totally cop out with it. So, I'm going to say that the pathway into the Tower of Terror, you know, I would certainly not want to be on that on a lone night. You know, walking into the lobby area and all of that part of Tower of Terror, like if they have, you know, because sometimes they have the mist going and it's foggy and so imagine them having that mist going at night and you're winding along that pathway and you've got all the, you know, gnarled like trees and vines going everywhere. And I'm out on that. That's not okay. That's definitely not okay. So yeah, I'm 100% going to say no to that one. I'm not going to be alone.
So say you get the Elvis treatment and you have the studios all to yourself. You're the only one there. The rides are operating on their own. Like they just operate. Okay. You don't need cast members. Would you ride Tower of Terror by yourself, like the only person in the attraction? I know you're not a big fan of it, but I mean, this is a unique opportunity. Would you ride it solo? Nobody's like, it's just on autopilot.
Well, given that I would probably throw up. I would say no in that regard, but like if I could handle Tower of Terror, I would absolutely do it. Like if I knew that I wasn't going to throw up, I would absolutely ride it over and over again or whatever alone by myself. Yeah, that'd be fine. I would have no problem with that. But yeah, no, I wouldn't walk through that pathway by myself.
So Lynn Wex in our live chat, who has a Sparty logo there, so go green, go white, says on a gondola mid-trip during a total power outage during throughout the property. Haha, yes, that's probably
right? No kidding.
How about this one from Chris in the live chat? You're all alone, Halloween night, and you're in the pool at the boardwalk with the clown.
No!
Yes, he's just eyeballing you. You're the only one in the pool. So it's like his eyes just like follow you like a
bird
all on you all the time. Is he going to swallow you up? I mean, like he spits you out when you come down the slide, but maybe he comes to life and swallows you up.
I'm not okay with that. That's super, super eerie. I mean, I'm not really afraid of clowns, but like that clown is very unsettling. I'm not going to lie. It's almost as unsettling. Okay, seriously. Let's put it this way. If I was alone in a room, in the lobby of the boardwalk, it was just me, and I was alone with those creepy doll chairs. No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
Those things come to life at night and chase small children, I bet you.
Like, those things are totally coming to life, and they're coming to attack me. I'm just saying, that's not happening at all. No. Creepy chairs.
Because, you know, I think I've told this story on the podcast, because we've only been doing it for, you know, over a decade. That when I was a kid, my most vivid nightmare was that at my grandparents' house, they had a house where you could do a full circle like we have now. So like, you know, you could go from like the kitchen to the living room and there was like a little hallway that came back through a utility room back to the kitchen. So like, we had four of us, like the grandkids. So we'd always chase each other around and so forth, like a Thanksgiving or Christmas. That's how we, you know, it's what kids do. But right. I had this like recurring dream because that house kind of scared me. I don't know why. Like there was a grandfather clock that ticked at night, tick, 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 you know, and it was. She had some antiques and stuff. I don't know. Antiques, I guess, freak you out. She had this like horse thing over the fireplace. Anyway, I had a high chair there. And I literally for like months and months, I remember this as a child, I had this dream that my high chair at my grandparents.
You have told this story.
It multiplied. It's vivid. It's vivid. Like there were thousands of them and they just chased me. They all marched like in Fantasia, like all in time with each other. Like, womp, 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 womp. And all these high chairs were just going to kill me. They were coming after me.
Yes, you've definitely heard that story.
There it is again. How about this one from Lynn? Maharaja's jungle truck after realizing one of the fences has been broken through. Isn't there a movie like that where the animals come get you? It was a TV show.
I don't know. It sounds a little like Jumanji, not going to lie. That's still terrifying, though. I would not be okay with that. Dude, Jumanji terrified me as a kid. Let's just go back. I know that's not a Disney movie, but like, seriously, if you weren't terrified by Jumanji growing up, like, I don't understand, because like that was absolutely terrifying. Like, seriously terrifying.
Jumanji. I've never seen Jumanji, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm getting Disney Plus, so I'm going to catch up.
Jumanji.
when Disney Plus comes
Disney.
Out.
It's somebody else. But it was very Disney-esque. Let's put it that way. But like, yeah, Jumanji terrified me. So I'm out on that too. I don't even know that I can watch it to this day. Like, I really haven't watched it as an adult because like it kind of like freaks me out. I've seen the one that was recent though with The Rock. That one's really good actually. So I'm looking forward to the sequel that comes out. Not Disney related, obviously, but.
So kind of going along with the one that was mentioned earlier about the path between Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge, I've always thought like that wooded area across from Fort Wilderness, like as you're taking, say you take a Disney transport bus from the Magic Kingdom back to Riverside, they take that back road that takes you back past the campground over to the right side there. I mean, it seems to be, you know, who knows its appearance. I mean, it's a lot of land. But, like, right. I've always wondered, like, what's in that woods back there? Because I know, like, on the other side, it's kind of like Stallport, which is going to be the airport for, you know, Walt and so forth. Over kind of, it's kind of near the TTC, like, if you go through the woods, kind of ish. Yeah. But I've always wondered, like, how deep does that go and what's back in those fir trees? Wouldn't want to be back in there on Halloween night.
That would not be okay. I'm just saying. That's not cool. Like, all of Fort Wilderness, I think, would not be okay to be at on Halloween night alone. Just you. I'm just saying, I don't think it would be okay.
And speaking of like scary stuff at Walt Disney World that I still can't, and Disney does stuff over the years that like they're so like conservative on some things, but like other things I can't believe that I've actually gotten to do is that during the Tower of Terror 10 miler, I think, or maybe it was that half, I think it was Tower of Terror 10 miler. They ran us like going into the studios through the woods, like in the middle of the night, like in the dark, like we were actually ran like off the road down like kind of a ditch. They put rocks out so you didn't twist your ankle. Most people didn't. But you ran actually coming into the into ESPN. Instead of going in through the main entrance, we ran in like through some woods. And they were like people jumping out. And I mean, this was during a Run Disney event. I can't believe it was awesome, but I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, because they did that the first Star Wars Dark Side race. It was really, really messed up. I was like, why am I running on gravel?
It was so awesome though. Like it was so different. And now, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was like 5, 6, 7 years ago. But like, I cannot see that somebody said, yeah, let's run them through the woods. We're going to run 20,000 runners through the woods. Like with those lights that are on generators in the middle of the trees. It was crazy.
Yeah. That did seem a little sketch. Not gonna lie.
It was sketch. And that was what made it so cool.
That's terrible. No.
How about this one for Tracy? Kind of like Kingdom Keepers. Would you be the only one in It's a Small World Halloween night at the stroke of midnight?
See, It's a Small World does not freak me out. That is not one of the attractions that gets me. I am perfectly fine with It's a Small World. I have no problem going on it. The song is not annoying to me. I am not one of those people. So I'm the weirdo because like I feel like everybody else is like on board with the creepy dolls and the song. And I'm like, it's a small world after all.
Now, so, have you read
I have
Kingdom
not
Keepers?
Read Kingdom
I haven't either. I haven't either. I think if you read the book, you'd have different perspective because you get the backstory on them all. I mean, I read like the first couple chapters. I never finished it.
Oh, no. I never read it. So that's something I never did. Yeah.
What about being lost in the Utilidors by yourself under the Magic Kingdom on Halloween night?
That sounds really messed up. Not even gonna lie. Like, cause then like, can you imagine how like horror maze that could be? You alone in there. And then all of a sudden you had like a demented character come out. Like that would be like seriously horror maze to me. I don't know. I'm out on that one. I think I'm not okay with that one. You know, you definitely have a guy with a chainsaw there.
Yeah, so I was just saying, like, like you finally find like the cafeteria. You're like, okay, I'm all by myself, but at least I'm gonna go get me some Mickey bars for free. You know, and then all of a sudden,
And then all of a sudden, the chainsaw guy
with a hairnet on, Goofy jumps out with a chainsaw. Scares the crud out of you. You don't get your milk. You don't get your Mickey bar. It's all and then you're lost again. Just take off running. You don't know the way out.
No.
What about one of the places that scared me the most on property? Is gone now. But I mean, I think this scared everybody was where Art of Animation sits now when you used to stay at Pop Century.
Yes.
Looking at those half built buildings that were shells of buildings. I mean, like that is like urban exploring at its finest. You know, those folks that go into like malls and take video of like deserted malls and stuff. I mean, that was a real thing. You know, like if you are kind of newer to the whole Disney scene, when you stayed at Pop Century and you looked across Hourglass Lake, I mean, it's beautiful now with pastel colors and Art of Animation. But it used to be like a war zone over there. Like if you peek over the fence, it was crazy.
it really was insanely like crazy that that sat so empty for so long. And I'm so amazed that more people didn't go over there and get video. But then again, we weren't in the social media age at that point. Goodness. And thank goodness we weren't, because I can't tell you how many people would have probably snuck over there to try to get video. So Disney would have definitely put up more fencing or done something probably better to keep guests away from there. I mean, not that they didn't, but like in the social media age that we're in now, like they definitely would have had to do a lot more to keep people off that property. So.
Yeah, I agree. And another one kind of in that same vein that would have freaked me out that is gone now, but was there, was River Country. And I mean, think about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, you pass right past that a lot of times. Like, say you're taking the boat to Wilderness Lodge or something from the Magic Kingdom. You would pass right by this and not really realize it unless you really knew what you were looking for. But man, had you seen those pictures before they started kind of demolishing everything to get ready for Reflections? But I mean, that place was spooky looking. I mean, at night, I've been like Discovery Island. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's so dilapidated and just, you know, because it was literally left to rot.
Yeah, it's abandoned. So you have, I think abandoned things like freak me out. Like, I mean, that's why the old Pop Century half of Art of Animation freaked me out. And this was like it was there one day and then it was just like, okay, we're just going to leave it and walk away.
We're going to walk away from this. Yeah, it was crazy how they did that to River Country. And then, you know, you see like plants growing out of, you know, the water slides or whatever. And it's just like, okay, we're just going to leave this to look like that. Cool. So it's probably good that that plot of land is being used for the old folks home that's being built in Reflection. I know it's not an old folks home, but it sure has the name of one. So
let me ask you this though. Okay, so Halloween theme. Let's kind of go around and talk about a few more things. So like of all the hotels.
Yes.
You're celebrating Halloween. You want to get like that spooky type of year kind of feeling going on. Which one of the Walt Disney World on-site hotels gives the most Halloween vibe? Because I don't think any of them really do. But I mean, if you had to pick one, what would it be?
No, that's true. And, you know, one of them may have at one point, because I don't know if you remember. I mean, you probably do. You've been in the Disney community as long as I have. The rooms that were supposed to be themed to the Haunted Mansion there for a while, like you saw concept art of it and stuff like that. That would have been like obviously the most spooky room or spooky place to be. But I think that was about the time when we got the Princess the Royal rooms at Port Orleans. However, with that being said, since we don't have an official spooky hotel, I think I'm going to go with Fort Wilderness. It's just, there's something about being in the woods back there and just not knowing what can come out at you from the woods, that I think really is incredibly freaky. So Fort Wilderness is my answer.
Yeah, 100%.
What about you?
Yeah. That's where I was going too, because again, you got the wilderness, like, you know, horror movies are always out in the woods. And
yes.
But plus you have like, you know, animals, like you'll hear like the horses neighing at the Tricycle League Ranch. You know, you'll have, again, I mean, it is Florida. I mean, you'll have wild big birds, you know, walking around.
Alligators, definitely.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not. But I mean, snakes. I mean,
snakes. Yeah.
I mean, they're not everywhere. I mean, you probably won't see them. Let me get you. I mean, but the mind plays tricks with you. Because again,
does.
I run at Walt Disney World always before the sun comes up, wherever I'm staying. And it is kind of interesting to think about, like, because here's the crazy thing about Walt Disney World. And if you've stayed there, which you probably have if you're listening to our show many times, is that, you know, it's the number one destination for travel in the world, you know, most times of the year. And yet, when I get up on my early morning runs, there'll be times where I'll go on a long stretch, like that run from Boardwalk to the studios and back. You know, if I'm running, say, at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning in the summer, I may see one or two people in that, like, a mile or two that I'm running, you know, like.
Right.
And you're thinking, There's probably 50,000 people around. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't see anybody. Like, and it's kind of disturbing. You're like, where is everybody? Like, I mean, you're not worried somebody's going to jump out and get you, but I mean, it does kind of like, you take pause. You're like, where's everybody?
Yeah. I feel like it's a little bit that way. Maybe like and I think now it's gotten a little more crowded, but I feel like during the evening, after hours, the Disney After Hours event, I feel like for a while that was super creepy because you'd be in a spot and there would be nobody around and you'd be there all alone basically in the Magic Kingdom, it felt like. I haven't been to the event, so I don't know if it's increased in crowds a little bit since it started. You know, people started talking about it and being like, yeah, it's awesome. So I don't know how the crowds have increased with that, but that definitely is kind of freaky for sure. I mean, you have the whole Magic Kingdom almost to yourself, which is kind of weird.
There's one more place that I've thought that I really wouldn't want to be. like on Halloween night, you know, by myself, alone, just for the fake effect of being scared. And there's just that big chunk of land out beyond Coronado Springs. I see you see a lot of these places when you run the marathon because they got to run you all over the place and like places you don't normally go. But there's actually like a tree farm out like on Western Way, kind of out towards the entrance off of Western Way and Florida Turnpike. So there's like this just big plot of land with a bunch of just big trees, I guess they use to, you know, plant around property. And there's just, it seems, I mean, for Walt Disney World, it seems desolate. Here's the thing about this, though. And I've thought about this. God, I love geography and maps and stuff. Is that in my mind's eye, like I picture this huge swath of land where they're growing trees, but it's probably not that big. It probably backs up. It's on the way to Animal Kingdom, so it probably backs up to Animal Kingdom at some point. But, you know, it's just like there's so many places on property that you don't see. Like, I mean, if you run the marathon, we run past the garbage plant.
Yeah.
And it smells horrible. It's right there, like Bear Creek, I think, like between Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. Wouldn't want to be back there for multiple reasons.
No.
Not just that I'd be scared. It stinks. But again, most guests don't see that. And that's good because, you know, they don't want the guests to see the what they do with the garbage. So give us one last thing. We've done a lot of shows this week. Like, where's one last place you would not want to be stuck on Halloween by yourself?
I mean, this isn't just Halloween. This is literally any time. I'm going to go with my old tried and true, baby. I'm going with Dinosaur. There's no way you will ever get me alone in that attraction. It is not happening. Nuh-uh. No. Just all kinds of no. I'm not going to walk around in that attraction by myself. Just... again, heart palpitations are happening as we speak. Like, there's something wrong with me. I'm just, but it's just, I'm not being alone with those dinosaurs. It's just, it's not happening. That's like my ultimate, you know, fear is the dinosaur. Besides being in the unknown and the dark. So I have weird fears.
So one last thing though, kind of along that same train of thought, cool or too scary. You're the only one in the Haunted Mansion. You get to ride a dune buggy through the ride, or you even get to spend the night, say, anywhere you want in the attraction. Maybe spend the night in the dining room scene, the ballroom scene, or up in the attic. Cool? Or, like, would you do it? Or would you be like, I don't think I want to play with that? What do you say?
I would absolutely do it. I think that would be really awesome. Given that the Haunted Mansion is my favorite attraction, I absolutely would totally spend the night in the Haunted Mansion. No ifs, ands, or buts, which I know is weird because most people probably would say no. So
I probably would too, because, you know, because the thing is, we're all Disney geeks, and like,
yeah,
to be in that attraction, it's so classic, it's so iconic.
Yeah.
But it would, it like, say like you're in there, you know, and they you know, you, they put you in at 7 o'clock in the evening, it's all good, you know, like, and all that, you haven't seen anybody for like 6-7, and all the stuff's going, you know, the
buggies
are going by, they're all empty. And, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, you probably start like questioning things.
You might. Now that I'm like sitting here thinking about it and being alone in there with nobody. And I'm just like, it might be a little freaky, but I mean, I'd still probably do it. Yeah.
It's I would too.
The more you think like, about it,
the more like that guy in the door.
Question it, right?
Let me out. I changed my mind.
Yeah, that might be a bad idea.
Well, it's been fun today talking about, you know, our favorite topic, Walt Disney World, and just looking at it in a different way. It's Friday. It's fun. We had, you know, a lot of shows this week. So I hope you enjoyed it. And the goal of this show, again, is that hopefully, you know, maybe you're riding in the car today with the family. You can kind of bounce ideas. I'm sure you already have like ideas like, oh, man, I wouldn't want to be there. They're crazy. That's not scary. This is where they should be, you know. So hopefully you have a good conversation with your friends and family on this topic. And most importantly, drop by the Facebook group this weekend, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Let us know, where is the one place you do not want to be alone on Halloween at Walt Disney World, and we'll have some fun this weekend getting ready for Halloween next Thursday. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're not spooky. They're awesome. They're going to help you plan the next Disney getaway any time of the year. Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. When you book those cruises, you get awesome onboard credits to spend like cash. They're going to look for those discounts for your Disneyland and Walt Disney World and Adventures by Disney trips. Their services are absolutely free. And they're just, you know what, you have a good time planning. You get these weekly emails telling you, oh man, it's, don't forget you got hard ticket events during your trip, or, you know, it's almost time to make your ADRs, your fast passes are coming up. You get these, it's just, my guests tell me they get pumped up for their trips from these reminder emails each week. And I love that because they're great little tips and advice to make your trip great, all free. So drop by the magicforless.com today, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Almost lost it there. Also, don't forget, We have a second sponsor for today's show. It's Milk Snob, our friends over at Milk Snob. They're originally seen over on ABC's Shark Tank. Milk Snob can now be found at Target, Bye Bye Baby, Nordstrom, their own online site, and over 300 retailers around the world. The original 5-in-1 cover can be used as a cover for car infant seats, or infant car seats, I should say, or car infant seats, whichever way you want to do it. Shopping carts, high chairs, infant swings, and even offers 360-degree coverage for nursing. They also offer magical and galactic prints through their Disney and Star Wars partnerships and covers, blankets, crib sheets, and more. Yesterday, they launched Mickey in 2 holiday prints. Mickey's Tree Farm features the iconic mouse driving a red truck with a freshly cut tree in the back, ready to celebrate the season. Their other print is a favorite from last year, featuring a red and white sweater style with Mickey's head silhouette scattered throughout. Exclusively for our listeners, they're offering 20% off on your order. So head over to MilkSnob.com and use the code BRGuest20. Again, that's MilkSnob.com. Don't forget our Amazon affiliate link, BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Please use that when you shop online. We appreciate that so much. And give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And drop by the Facebook group. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here. You made it through the week. Lots of podcasts. Chill out this weekend. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. So until then, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.